Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are the church.
Let the church unite.
Take back this country from the hand of the enemy.
Let the church unite.
Get up, stand up and fight.
Well, good afternoon. How is everyone doing this wonderful, blessed Monday? Today is Monday, the March 28th, 2016. My name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffiths. I am your co-host together with my anointed and gifted husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffiths, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast entitled Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, which are Men in Search of Change and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. And for those of you who are not aware, our broadcast, our radio broadcast, is geared towards the sole purpose of helping you make necessary changes that you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny throughout understanding the change process in order to be victorious and all that you do in obedience to God while you're traveling through your spiritual journey. And just so you know, unless we come together for change in love, come together for change in faith, we come together for change in peace, and in Jesus' mighty name, we will never receive the full blessings God truly has in store for us. For we must change what we have been doing in the past in order to accomplish our new perspectives in life so that we can believe bigger and go beyond our barriers to reach our higher potentials. So when we choose faith over fear, God will take us places that we have never dreamed of. So let's come together for a change. Amen. Now, before you grab your Bible, your pen and your paper, your notepad, why don't you give someone a blessing and tweet them or text them, call them or run next door and tell them that come together for a change is on the air right now in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. All you have to do is dial at this moment 646-200-0578 while we are broadcasting for the next 30 minutes. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God. Amen. So for our inspiration for this week, reads as follows. No matter what you're facing in life today, realize that there is no better place for you to be than in the presence of Almighty God. Everything you need is found in Him. When you begin to worship Him and call upon His name, He promises to be near you. And when God shows up on the scene, you need to know every enemy must flee. And when God shows up on the scene, every enemy will flee. So today, if you have been fighting discouragement, worry, anxiety, cast those cares on the Lord. Come together in His presence with singing and enter His courts with praise. Let Him be a refuge for you and give you the strength you need to overcome every obstacle in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if He woke you up this morning, say hallelujah. You know He didn't have to do it, but He surely did. Someone this morning somewhere was not able to get out of bed. Think about that. So go ahead and give God a high note of praise. God is faithful and worthy to be praised. So continue to look for your blessings every day. So we need to complain less and we need to pray more. Do you agree? God sees and cares about everything that happens in our lives. Remember, you are very special to God, and he will always hear you and answer your prayers, but only in his time frame. He wants to show himself strong in and through you. He has given you his Holy Spirit to equip you in this life. So today I just want to encourage you to stay in faith and don't get negative towards yourself or your future. Our topic for today is prayer is necessary. Now, do you believe that? Prayer is necessary. That is our topic. If you'd like to write that down. Our scripture, main scripture for today will be coming from 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. And it reads as follows. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal the land. Amen. 2 Chronicles, the 7th chapter and the 14th verse. Now, at this time, it gives me an honor and a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my beloved husband and gifted speaker of the hour, the host of Come Together for Change, the anointed, blessed, powerful, and dynamic senior chaplain, Elder Hudson W. Griffin.
Thank you very much, Leah. It's a wonderful privilege of mine to come your way another evening. I thank God for the opportunity to minister to you, to give you some words of encouragement, to let you know that Jesus Christ is alive. We just celebrated last weekend his resurrection from the grave. We celebrated him. So this season for us as believers is called the resurrection season. It was the resurrection day on Sunday, which we call Easter Sunday. But Jesus arose from the grave. He is the only one that we will not find him in any tomb. His name is not inscribed on any tomb, just like most of the other leaders of the world are inscribed on tombs. Therefore, if he is alive, it means that we can communicate with him. And that is what we're going to be talking about today. Prayer is necessary. Do you believe that? Prayer is necessary. But you will tell me, what is prayer? Prayer is the communication between yourself and your God. Prayer is the communication between yourself and your God. It is praying to God. It's seeking his face. So the scripture we just read said, if my people, and this is God speaking to the prophet to speak to the people, and he said, if my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins. I will heal their land. So we see that God wants to help us. God wants to reach out to us. Now you say, why is prayer necessary? Prayer is necessary because we cannot get through without God. Prayer is necessary because God gives us the strength. Prayer is necessary because God is the one that works things out for us. He's the one that can solve our problems because he knows what's going to happen tomorrow before it comes. He knows what is going to happen next week. So we need to be able to contact him so that he will be able to work things out for us before the time comes. Therefore, it is important that we understand the true meaning of prayer. Now, I'm going to quote some scriptures to you today, and I want you to take them down because it is important. In St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 18, verse 1, it says, and he spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint. So we are told that men ought always to pray and not to faint, not to give up, not to get tired, not to be indifferent, but men ought always to pray. You say, but that is not possible. How are you going to always pray? Because in your mind, in your spirit, you can talk. And as a matter of fact, I'm sure that all of you have been able to hear yourselves speaking to yourself, as it were. You hear yourself because the mind is always active. The mind is never inactive. So your mind, there are always thoughts coming through your mind. And as the thoughts come through your mind, you are able to recognize that you can speak to God because he wants to help you. And because he wants to help you, he is going to work things out for you. And you have to be able to understand that prayer is necessary. If you're going to do the things that God's word said to do, you will not be able to be successful unless you learn to pray. And learning to pray, because the disciples asked Jesus to teach them how to pray, because they recognize the importance of prayer. And because there are several times that we see that Jesus went to prayer aside from them. And so in Luke's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 12, it says, "And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to prayer and continued all night in prayer to God." Now, if Jesus was the Son of God and he was able to continue all night in prayer, then it shows us an example that we should pray. We should seek his face. We should do what the word says. The word says in Chronicles, "If my people which are called by my name would humble themselves in prayer." So it means that some of us have some pride and we don't want to take the time to pray. We think it's not necessary. We think it's not important. But the word says, "If my people which are called by my name would humble themselves." So we have to humble ourselves, get down on our knees. We have to humble ourselves so that we can hear from heaven and humble ourselves and pray. And then he says something else, "and seek my face." So you can pray without seeking his face. So we have to be able to seek his face as well, not just prayer. Because some of us only pray when we want something from God. Some of us only pray. But prayer is to be adoration. Prayer is to be given thanks. So even you start your prayers, just don't be begging. But when you start your praises, you just thank him for the things that he's given you. You look around you and see the things that God has given to you. And you need to be able to thank him for those things. You need to be able to thank him first before you ask him. And he is going to hear your prayer, but you need to thank him. You need to give him adoration. Yeah, and he is going to help you. Yeah, yes. And so if you understand that, you know that he will bring you through. And in St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 24 and 25 says, "Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when ye stand praying, forgive, if ye have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you." Now, God cannot forgive you if you are not willing to forgive others. So you have to be willing to forgive, and you have to be willing to ask forgiveness and forgive others. As you ask forgiveness, God is able to forgive you of whatever the circumstances that you are going through. He will work out things for you. So you have to be able to understand the value of prayer. Now, the word says that prayer, that if we, in order to hear from heaven, we've got to pray. And prayer is getting into our spirit. In other words, getting into our mind, as it were, and being able to say things that are going to be helpful, say things that are going to be loving, say things that are going to bring adoration, say things. Now, if you love a woman or a man, you are going to try to say good things to them, aren't you? Because the speech is the one thing that you have that will enable that person to know that you love them. Because many times you have a person who will say to you, well, you don't tell me that you love me. And you will say, oh, well, you know I love you. You might be doing your best, but if you don't say those three words, I love you, you are going to get yourself in trouble. Therefore, with God, you have to learn to reach out and speak. Let him know that you love him. Let him know that you adore him. Let him know that you trust him. Let him know that he's your father. Let him know that he is the God of the impossible and he can do all things for you. You know, so we have to be able to know that prayer is important. So you have to spend time in prayer. If you are a Christian and you're going anywhere with God, you've got to learn to pray. In everything, give thanks, the word says. Everything, everything. Regardless of the circumstances, you've got to learn to give thanks at all times. The word says in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And letting thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So we see that the word says praying always. And then in Thessalonians it says prayer without ceasing. And you've got to realize, and then in Timothy it says, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Okay? And then we have the book of James. The book of James, we hear some very important things. The book of James, chapter 5, you are going to hear some very important things. In James, it says, Hebrews, James, chapter 5, and you're going to hear from verse 13, is any among you afflicted? James, chapter 5. Verse 13, is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So you see the importance of prayer. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man. That is a man that is not, that is living right. That is a man that is not sinning. That is a man that is not continually doing things to bring reproach to himself and to his father. That is a man that's living upright. That is a man that is living righteous. So you have to understand that if you want to be in contact with God, you've got to be able to ask forgiveness. You've got to learn to repent. And sometimes you've got to repent several times a day because you say things or you do things that could offend others. And therefore, you've got to learn to repent and understand that mentally, it is all in your mind. The fight is for the control of your mind. And therefore, you've got to keep a pure mind. You've got to keep your thoughts pure. Because in Philippians chapter 4, verse 8, it says, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. So whatever your mind is thinking on, you've got to be able to make sure that you ask yourself the question, think before you speak. The letter T is for truthful. Is it truthful? Is what you're going to say truthful? Then letter H is for is it honest? Is it honest? Is it truthful? Then the letter I is it inspiring? And then the letter N is for is it necessary? And the last K is it kind? Now, sometimes we say things that are not kind. We say things that are hurtful. We say things that are spiteful. We say things that because we're angry and we hurt people's feelings. So, therefore, you've got to realize that you need to pray and ask God to change that heart. You've got to recognize that the deliverance formula is H-O-H. The first letter H is for honesty. The second letter O is for obedience. And the third letter H is for humility. So we got to humble ourselves and pray and be honest with ourselves. Very often we are dishonest. We tell lies and we don't do, and we do things to hurt God and to hurt our fellow beings. And God is saying to us today, look, I want you to keep in contact with me in your mind. I want you to keep in contact with me in your spirit. I want you to keep in contact and pray always. The word says pray without ceasing. And you say you can't do it, but it's a matter of being able to bring your mind under the control of the spirit and continue to pray. Pray always, pray without ceasing. And we go right through the scriptures and we see that we are encouraged to pray, right? Because without prayer, we can do nothing. Prayer is the method of communicating with God. You need to communicate to God. You need to let him know about your circumstances. You can't tell anybody else. You've been in trouble. You have been in things that you shouldn't do. And you know that you shouldn't do them. But you went on and you did them anyhow because that was the desire of your heart. But God is saying to you, look, I'm willing to forgive you. All you got to do is to come to me in faith, believing. All you got to do is come to me in truth. I am willing to forgive you. And God is able to bring you into an understanding of purpose. Many people can't find their purpose because they have not prayed and asked God. And sometimes we feel like, oh, this is too simple. Even elections coming up. Do you know that the word says to pray for our leaders? Pray for those who are in power over us, and we should be respectful. It is disgusting to hear politicians pulling down each other. It is disgusting to hear politicians don't have any respect for the president of this country. We have to pray for the president, whether we like him or not. We have to pray for those who are in power over us. Therefore, we have to be able to seek God's face. When you go to the polls, it is not whether you are a Democrat or whether you are a Republican. No, it is what is God's will. And we have to pray God's will for this nation, because we can see that this nation is in trouble. When we look at the political scene, we are disgusted at the infighting and the quarreling and the bickering. And there are so much problems and difficulties. And it's important that we pray for these people. Don't pull them down. The president has got a lot on his mind. We've got to pray for him that he make the right decisions. But not just to pull him down, because I want to say to those politicians who are pulling down the president, what you sow, you will reap. So if you are going to be disrespectful to the president, when you get in that position, people are going to be disrespectful to you, because what you sow, you will reap. So come on now, you've got to pray and seek God's face. And if you say that you're a Christian, you have to show by your life of living that Christ is in you. So we have to behave differently. We have to show by our behavior, because the scripture says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Can God be glorified out of the bickering that's going on in the political field? Can men people say they are Christians? No, there's no glory coming to God. So we have to stop this bickering. We have to show love. We have to show appreciation. We have to be able to pray and seek God's face, that the right things will be done, that even that you, those in political positions, that they will say the right things, that they may not just be saying things that are spiteful. They're not going to be saying things that are hurtful, but they're going to be saying things because they are praying. When last have you prayed? You should not get, as you get out of your bed, you should not get out of your bed without saying a prayer to God and giving thanks to Him for allowing you to be alive. Every morning you should pray, and before you go to bed at night, you don't know what will happen, so you need to pray before you go to bed. Everything, you need to pray. In every situation, you need to pray. And God will bring things to pass in your life. Whatever the circumstances, whatever your need, if it is a need for a job, you need to pray and seek God's face for that job. Whatever the situation, if ever you're married, you want to have a spouse in your life, you need to pray for that spouse. You need to pray that God brings you someone that will be helpful to you. It's not just someone that you are looking at and that you like the way they look. No, it's not about looks and not about feelings. It's about the knowledge that God, this is what God wants for you. And when you know that this is the spouse that God has sent for you, you can afford to be comfortable, because you know that he or she is not going to be unfaithful. You know that he or she is not going to turn their back on you. So therefore, you have to be able to pray and seek God's face in every situation. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So prayer is important. Prayer is essential. Prayer is necessary. So therefore, don't tell me you're a Christian and not praying, because if you are not just praying to because you are begging. So prayer is important. And then the second thing after prayer is you've got to read the word. Because if you read the word will teach you how to follow God's principles. So do things that are necessary for every believer. You've got to pray and you've got to read the word. Some of you don't read on your Bibles until you get to church. And God is saying to you, look, I want you to trust me. I want you to open your eyes and see what's happening in the world, and know that if you don't trust me, when persecution comes, you will not be able to overcome, because the devil will have you so fearful that you will not know what to do. But God is saying, trust me, I am going to work it out. I want to pray with you this evening that God will give you the courage and the strength to go forward and to say the right things to God, and to let your supplication to God be such that it will cause others, as you pray for others to be brought from the fields of sin. Whatever your situation, you may be on drugs this evening. You may be on alcohol. You may be smoking your way. But God is saying to you, I want you to pray and seek my face. Are you willing to seek his face this evening? He is going to bring you through your circumstances. He is going to bring you out, regardless of how things may look. He is going to make a way for you. I want you to pray with me this evening. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come on behalf of this boy, this girl, this man, this woman, or whoever is listening. Let your Holy Spirit minister to them and help them to seek your face and prayer and come into an understanding of your purpose. Bless them this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. We pray that you were truly blessed by the anointed word that came forth today with our host of Come Together for Change, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith. And we're going to ask you, if you can, please drop us a line this week and let us know how you are receiving our program. If you have any questions or if you need prayer, feel free to call Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson Griffith at 702-454-5717 anytime. If you need prayer, if you need counseling, if you just need to talk with someone, give him a call. He will be more than happy to pray with you, to counsel with you, and to answer any of your questions. Thank you again for turning into Come Together for a Change. We pray that you will be with us again on next Monday, which will be April the 4th, 2016. And if you can, bring someone on the line with you. And if they can't come on the line, they can always call in. They can always call into our broadcast. That number is, 646-200-0578. Give them that number. Let them call in at 3:30 p.m. every Monday, Pacific Standard Time. You might be in your Eastern Standard Time, but for us, it's Pacific Standard Time, and that's 3:30 every Monday. So please call in. Be ready to receive an anointed blessing of God. Thank you so much. Know that you are next in line for amazing blessing this week, so just look for it. God will do it. For you were created by Almighty God to live a blessed and a fulfilled life. We thank you again for tuning in, and just look for your blessing.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take